各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
我们继续查考《创世纪》第十五章。
We continue to study Genesis chapter 15.
我们先看第一节到第六节。
So we'll first look at Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 to 6.
第一节到第六节
Verse 1 to 6.
这是以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。亚伯兰说，主耶和华，我既然无子，你还是我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。
Verse 3。
亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。于是领他到外面说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。这段圣经一开始就提到这是以后。
And in the very beginning of chapter 15 it talks about after this.
这是当然是指着十四章亚伯兰的得胜回来之后。
Meaning in the beginning of chapter 15 when it says after this, this meaning after Abraham came back victoriously.
那我们上次有谈到亚伯兰的得胜。
And we talked about Abraham rescues Lot and his victory.
所以我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章十四节到十七节。
First John chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 17.
十四节到十七节。
Verse 14 to 17.
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。这段圣经告诉我们，撒旦啊，一贯的这个迷惑人的手段。
Here it tells us the ways and the schemes of how Satan tries to lure people.
肉体的情欲。
And that is the flesh of the eye.
眼目的情欲。
Sorry, the craving of the sinful man and the lust of the eye.
今生的骄傲。
And the boasting of what the man has and does.
亚当就因为经不起这些试探而跌倒了。
And it is because of Adam couldn't face any of these temptations, and therefore he fell and went into sin.
但是十四章提到亚伯兰得胜了。
But in chapter 14 of Genesis, it talks about how Abraham has overcame all of this.
他不只是得胜四王。
And not only has he overcame the king,
其实是他得胜了肉体的情欲。
But also it's because that he has overcome the lust of the flesh.
罗德忘恩负义。
And Lot has already forgotten about who has helped him in the past.
背离他而到索多玛去了。
And has gone against the back of Abraham and went into the city of Sodom.
但是亚伯拉罕对罗德仍然存着爱。
But Abraham towards Lot still has that love.
并没有因为罗德亏负他而心中怀恨。
And not, he did not have any hate within his heart, even though Lot had gone against him.
他却能够以善胜恶。
But he could overcome this evil wickedness with his love.
等于爱他的仇敌一样。
And that is to mean, that means that he loves his enemy.
他能够得胜自己肉体的情欲。
And he could overcome the lust of the flesh.
心中没有恨。
And he does not have hate in his heart.
只有爱。
Only love.
所以罗德啊，被掳之后，他马上啊，召集他的壮丁。
And therefore after Lot was captured by the people, and therefore Abraham called all the strong men that were in his household.
以及他怜悯的这些人抢救这个罗德。
And he called out all these people in order to save Lot.
而打败了四王。
So they had defeated the king.
如果我们体贴肉体。
If we are very kind and generous to our own fleshly body,
我们必然会为自己的利益来着想。
Then we'll only think of what's good for us and our own benefits.
甚至罗德的被掳会幸灾乐祸。
And if we were Abraham, we would think of Lot's being taken as captives.Captives as something that is very good to us.
这个忘恩负义的人 今天遭受报应了。
And you would probably think that this guy that who has betrayed me and who has forgotten all the good I've done for him, some this day has come for him.
神确实是公义的神。
And God indeed is a righteous God to treat him like
this. 神已经替我伸冤了。
And God has already.Has given me this fairness.
报应已经临在他身上。
And he is fair because he has given the bad things to the man who has done bad to me.
但是亚伯拉罕因为心中的有爱。
But because of Abraham's love within his heart.
他得胜了这个肉体的情欲，克制了自己。
He overcame the lust of the flesh, and he overcame what the body wanted, the fleshly body wanted.
甚至。以善待恶
and he treated evil and wickedness with goodness
救回了罗德
and he saved Lot
第二
secondly
他得胜了索多玛王的诱惑
and he has overcame the temptation of the king of Sodom
他要把他所有的这些物质通通给亚伯兰
And this king said that I will give you every single thing of these material goods to you.
撒旦试探主耶稣不也是这样吗
Wasn't Satan the same when he tried to tempt Jesus?
你就拜我，我就把世上一切的荣华都赐给你。
Satan had told Jesus that if you worship me and kneel to me, then I will give you all of the luxurious and material things of the world.
因为他是世界的王
Because he is the king of the world
今天我们、也一直受着这眼目情欲的这个诱惑
And today us as well We face the lust of the eyes
看到这美好的世界
We see this wonderful world
看到许多享乐的人
And we see all the people that are enjoying this world What it gives them
当然心中也何等的羡慕
Of course, our heart fills with envy.
有一年我到印尼去协助那边的圣工。
One year when I went to Indonesia to assist with the holy work there.
在 那个雅加达城市里面。
And in Jakarta.
在一条的河边，河的两边。
And on the sides of this river.
哎，一边是住着华人。
On one side of the river, live Asians.
高级别墅区。
And that side was beautiful mansions.
出门有房车，有司机。
And when they were going out, there would be chauffeurs.
生活很享福。
And they live a very luxurious life.
佣人很多。
They had many servants.
另外河的一边。
On the other side of this river.
哎，住的就是那些贫民区。
It was the refugee people. There were the poor people.
啊，甚至有些住在河边，就捡几条几根木棍钉在地上，用塑胶布啊盖起来，铺起来。
And for some people, they would take a few sticks and logs and build a home on the water, and just to put a tarp over that wooden house that they just built.
地上就铺着塑胶布。
And on the floor, they would put a plastic tarp as well.
一家人就爬着进去，就那就是他们的家，他们栖居的地方。
And the whole family would climb into this little house that they had built, and that would be their home.
哎，那条河就是他们吃喝拉撒的地方。
And that river is the place where they would bathe and they would eat, and where would they go washroom?
每天早上一醒过来，看到对岸这些华人。
And every morning when these poor people wake up, the first thing they see is see the beautiful mansions of the Asians.
一样是人，为什么他们那么享福
？And they would think we are all human beings. Why is that those people live such a luxurious life?
为什么我们这么穷苦
？Why is it that we are so poor and living in such hardship?
真的，心底有很多不平衡。
And in their hearts, there's a lot of unevenness and this unfairness that they feel.
所以印尼常常发生暴动。
And that is why oftentimes in Indonesia, there is wars within.
他们抢劫的对象大部分就是这些有钱的华人。
And these wars within the country would be the poor people against the rich people, the rich Asians that were living there.
因为眼睛一开一打开，也目所看到的真的太诱惑人了。
It is because the first thing they see when they open their eyes in the morning is the lust of the eyes. What they see is something that is so tempting.
所以我们常常要拿人做比较。
And therefore, that's why we often want to compare ourselves to others.
因为他所看到的。
Because of what we see with our eyes.
为什么我就不如人
？And you would think, why is it I'm not better than that other person?
真的，我们常常羡慕那些啊，比我们有能力、比我们富有、比我们强的人。
And we will often envy and feel jealous of the people who are more capable than us and who are more wealthy than us.
所以有人说，一切的罪都是从眼目进来。
And that's why people say all sin comes from the eyes.
哎。亚当夏娃不是也这样赢不过这个眼目的情欲吗
Isn't Adam and Eve the same? They couldn't overcome the lust of the eyes.
所以罪就进入了他们的心中。
And that's how sin entered into their hearts.
他们就了忘记了神的命令了。
Then they have forgotten about the commandment of God.
啊，但是亚伯兰却对索多玛王说：“你的一根线、一根鞋带，我都不会向你要的。”
But instead, Abraham said to the king of Sodom that I will not accept anything belonging to you, not even a thread or the thong of a sandal.
免得你说我是亚伯兰富有了。
So that you will never be able to say I made Abraham rich.
亚伯兰深深相信。赏赐在乎神。
Because Abraham truly believed that whatever God blessings and things are all from God.
人能够做什么
What could man do?
他抓住神的应许。
Therefore, he grabbed hold on tight to the promise of God.
所以他得胜了眼目的情欲。
And that's why he could overcome the lust of the eyes.
再来就是，对这个撒冷王。
And next is what the way how he treated this king.
一个在王谷受迎接。
And he was accepted by many people of the kingdom.
可以说是凯旋而归。
He could say that he came back victoriously and with a lot of glory.
这是他的成就。
Because this is an outcome of what he had done.
这是他的胜利。
And this is his victorious gain.
但是当撒冷王出来迎接他的时候，
But when the king came out to greet him,
给了他这个酒和饼。
He had given Abraham this wine and also bread.
要不然就把他所得的十分之一奉献给撒冷。
And Abraham had given an offer up, one-tenth of what he had gotten to the king.
昨前天我们也讲过了啊。
We talked about this on Wednesday already.
亚伯拉罕并没有因为他的胜利而自高骄傲起来。
Abraham, not because of his victorious gain that he became arrogant.
反而更谦卑的。
But instead he became even more humble than before.
归荣耀给神。
Because he had given the glory back unto God.
这一切都是神所赏赐的。
Because what he believed was that everything that he has now was given by God.
我征战的得胜是神帮助的。
This victorious battle that I had just won is because of God.
他归荣耀给神。
And he had given all the glory upon Lord's name.
就是将十分之一归给至高神的祭司。
And that is to give one-tenth to the high priest.
神的名是应当称颂的。
And because the name of God needs to be praised.
这就是亚伯兰的得胜。
And that is the victory of Abraham.
他能够经得起这些考验。
He was able to face all of these trials.
那是因为他爱神的心，敬畏神的心。
That is because of his love and his fear to the Lord.
所以这事之后。
So after this, as mentioned in beginning of first chapter
15, 神就在异象中向亚伯兰显现了。
So after this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision.
并且第一次跟亚伯兰对话。
And this was the first time that God spoke directly to Abraham.
神给他两个应许。
And God had given Abraham two promises.
就叫他，你不要惧怕。
First he said, do not be afraid.
因为我要做你的盾牌。
I am your shield.
所以从这跟四王的打仗回来之后，他深深的也感受到神确实就是他的盾牌。
So therefore, after the battle with the king, he came back victory, and therefore he knows that the Lord is his shield.
如果没有神的帮助，
without the help of the Lord,
没有神给他这些战略，
and that without the help of the Lord giving him the plans for battle,
他怎么能够得胜呢？
How is it possible for Abraham to win this battle?
五王都打输这个四王了。
And this fifth king couldn't even overcome in battle with this fourth king.
确实神是他盾牌。
Indeed, the Lord is his shield.
他确实啊，可以不用惧怕。
That's why he does not need to be afraid at all.
我们看诗篇第三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇第三篇第三节。
Psalms chapter 3, verse 3.
但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来。 第四节
Verse 4
我用我的声音求告耶和华他就从他的圣山上应允我第五节
Verse 5
我躺下睡觉我醒着耶和华都保佑我我们看到这边就好
So we'll end at verse 5
确实有神做我们的盾牌
Therefore indeed if God is our shield
四围啊围绕着我们
And there's a shield that goes around me
那我们还有什么可惧怕的
What is there for us to be afraid of
神若帮助我谁能够对我怎么样
If God is willing to help us then who can do any harm to you
所以从圣经里面以色列太多的战争里面
And from the Bible we can see out of the many battles of Israel people
这些王如果都能够真心信靠主
And if these people were the kings that were in these battles were able to believe in the Lord
神就使他们转败为胜
Then the Lord will turn their defeat into a victorious gain
这圣经里面太多记载
There are too many recordings of this in the Bible.
所以这个亚伯兰确实更深的感受到神是我的盾牌，我不用惧怕。
And therefore, Abraham could truly feel how the Lord is his shield, and therefore he does not need to be afraid.
再来就是。要大大赏赐他
Next is to reward him greatly
但是亚伯兰想我都没有儿子你还赏赐我什么
But Abraham thought to himself I don't even have a son What could you bless me with?
在当时没有儿子就会这个领养一个来继承他产业的人
And back then if you did not have a son then you would adopt a boy to inherit your inheritance
也就是亚伯兰当时的管家这个大马色人以利以谢
And that was the estate the man that was Eliezer of Damascus
他本来就计算好了
And at that time, Abraham had already made plans already.
我一切的产业就要归给这个以利以谢。
That all his inheritance will give to Eliezer of Damascus.
所以他对神说，你又没有给我儿子。
So therefore he told the Lord this, if you do not give me a son.
所以在生在我家中的这个人就是我的后世啦。
Then the man that is born, the boy that is born out of my whole household will become my heir.
我们常常会用自己的意思来成全神的旨意。
Oftentimes we use our own will to fulfill the Lord's will.
神应许，我们常常用人的意思要去成全。
And oftentimes we think this is what we should do to use our own will to fulfill the Lord's will.
以赛亚书55章。
In Isaiah chapter 55,
第八节第九节
verse 5 and verse 8 and verse 9,
那边提到神的意念高过人的意念
that the mindset of the Lord surpasses the mindset of men,
神的道路也高过人的道路
and the path of the Lord surpasses the path of men,
像天怎么样高过地一样
It's just like how the heavens are greater than the earth.
所以我们要知道神的意念非同人的意念。
And therefore, we have to understand that the mindset, the will of the Lord, is not the same as men's will.
神给他应许要大大赐福给他。
And when the Lord has promised, promised Abraham that he will grant him great blessings,
我要有后世才有用不然你给我祝福还是归于别人吗
But Abraham thought to himself that I need to have an heir in order so that all these blessings I could pass on to but I do not have an heir at this time
所以他本来就有这个心意要 把他所有的归在这个以利以谢这个管家里。
And therefore he had this decision already made up to give to Eliezer of Damascus.
但是这个时候啊，神就又对他说了。
But at this time, the Lord said to Abraham,
这个人必不能成为你的后嗣。
This man will not be your heir.
你本身所生的才要成为你的后嗣。
But a son coming from your own body will be your heir.
啊，要他本身所生的才算。
Here the Lord tells him, it's only a son coming from your own body will be called your heir.
哎，神就给他一个预象。
Therefore the Lord gave him a vision.
带他到外边去。
He took him outside.
对他说，你向天观看。
He said, look up to the heavens.
数算众星。
And count the stars.
你能够数得过来吗？
If indeed you can count them.
哎，你的祖，你的后世啊，就要像天上的星那么多。
So shall your offsprings be.
哎，当神这么告诉他的时候，
Once the Lord had told Abraham this,
我们看回来十五章的第六节。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Verse 6, Abraham believed the Lord and he credited it to him as righteousness.
哎，神这么吩咐，这么应许，亚伯兰就相信神的话。
The way how the Lord told Abraham the promise that he had was going to give Abraham, Abraham believed the Lord just as that.
因为他虽然没有儿子，
even though Abraham did not have a son at that time,
但是他相信神会使无变有。
But he believed that the Lord was able to make something out of nothing.
他相信神所说的必要成就。
And he believed that whatever spoke out from the mouth of the Lord will be fulfilled.
所以这里提到亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Therefore, in verse 6, it said, Abraham believed the Lord and he credited it to him as righteousness.
这就是后来保罗所强调的因信称义的道理的开始。
And that is the beginning of what Paul talks about, justified by faith.
我们看罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
我们从十七节看就好。
Let's look at verse 17.
一节到十六节都谈到因信称义的这个亚伯兰留下的榜样啊。
Verse 1 to 16 talks about the role model of justified by faith by Abraham.
那十七节这里提到亚伯兰所信的是那叫死人复活、死无变有的神。
Here it tells us in verse 17, that he is our father in the sight of God in whom he believed.
所以他在主面前呢、啊，做了我们世人的父。就如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。
And
十七节，四章十七节。
And he is our father in the sight of God, who he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
因为他在无可指望的时候，因信仍然有指望，这就。得以做多国的父啊，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此啊。
Verse 18, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offsprings be.
当然，亚伯兰是对神的话相信。
Of course, Abraham believed the words of the Lord.
哎。然后这个信呢，就蒙神称义了。
And this faith then was credited to him by the Lord.
但是这个信是要成长的。
Of course, this faith also needs process to grow.
是要达到完全的。
It needs to become complete.
所以啊，创世纪十五章之后，一直到十七章。
And therefore, from Genesis after chapter 15, all the way up till chapter 17.
就是亚伯兰到九十九岁的时候。
It was when Abraham was 99 years old.
这期间呢、啊，有十三年之久，神不再向他显现。
In between, until he was 99, there were 13 years when God no longer showed himself to Abraham.
时间对一个人来说，就是一个信心极大的考验。
Time for a person, you could say, is a test of faith.
我们常常在祷告的时候，
oftentimes when we are praying,
恨不得我现在祷告，神马上应验，马上成全。
Of course, we hope that moment when we're praying, we hope God will grant us what we're praying for.
但是信心是要经得起时间考验的。
But faith needs to be tested with time.
那才是真实的信心。
Only then that is true faith.
所以这十三年之久。
And therefore, within these 13 years,
神再也没有向亚伯兰显现。
No longer did God show himself to Abraham anymore.
哎，他对神是不是仍然啊有这么坚定的信心？
Does Abraham still have that strong faith that he had for the Lord 13 years ago?
当然，亚伯兰这个信心还不够成熟的。
Of course, the faith of Abraham had not been fully matured yet.
哎，所以后来啊，他就听从了这个撒拉的建议，啊，娶了这个埃及的使女夏甲。
And therefore he listened to the suggestion of Sarah and to have Hagar lay with him.
而生了以实玛利。
And therefore Hagar gave birth to Ishmael.
哎，用人的意思来成全神的旨意。
They use the will of man to fulfill the will of God.
因为开始神只是告诉他，你本身所生的才要成为你的后裔。
Because God had told Abraham in the beginning that only the son coming from your own body will be your heir.
哦，他就用自己的意思来成全神的旨意咯。
And therefore he used his own will and used his own translation of God's will to do this.
他娶了夏甲为妾，啊，生了以实玛利，这是从他本身所生的呀。
And he did think that the son came out of Hagar, that is Ishmael, is also his own son.
哎，但是到九十九岁。
All the way until he was 99 years old.
哎，神告诉他。
The Lord said to him.
不但你本身所生的。
And not only this, that the son that you have given.
还要从你的妻子撒拉所生的才算。
Not only the son coming out of you will be your heir, but your wife, Sarah's son.
刚才我们所读罗马书第四章啊，哎，保罗继续提到亚伯兰将近一百岁的时候。
In Romans chapter 4, there talks about when Abraham was almost year of 100.
那个时候他身体已经像死的一样了。
At that time, his body could be considered as almost as a corpse.
他的妻子撒拉也将近九十岁，早就没有生育能力了。
And Sarah was about age of 90. At that time, he already did not have the capability of giving birth to a child.
但是这个时候，亚伯兰的信心呢，成熟了。
But only at that time, Abraham's faith had fully matured.
我们看罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
十九节。
Verse 19.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。二十节。
20.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起了疑惑，反倒因信心里得到坚固，将荣耀归神，并且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。二十二节。
22.
所以这就算为他的义，算为他的义这句话不是单为他写的， 二十四节。
24。
也为我们将来得算为义的人写的，就是我们这信神使我们主耶稣从死里复活的人。二十五节。
25。
耶稣被交给人，是为我们过患，复活是为我们称义。所以这里提到，要不然到99岁的时候，神才经过13年才再向他显现。
Here it talks about only it was after 13 years when Abraham was 99 years old that God has shown himself to Abraham again.
哎，那个以后我们还会查考哈。
And in the future, we'll talk about this in depth more. 哎，
虽然他用人的意思，用人意来从他本身所生的这个以实玛利来成为他的后嗣。
And even though out of his own will he had a son, Ishmael.
但是神告诉他，啊，这个夏甲所生的以实玛利不算。
But the Lord told Abraham that.The son of Hagar, Ishmael, will not be considered your heir.
这是你用人的意思去完成的。
Because that son came out from your own will.
所以神跟他讲，从撒来生的才算。
And therefore God told Abraham that only the heir will be considered your heir when it's out of Sarah's womb.
哇，那个时候他已经快100岁了，身体像死人一样，怎么生孩子？
But at that time, Abraham's body was already as if as good as it was dead, and he was already almost about 100 years old.
他妻子撒拉也要90岁了，早就没有断绝生育的能力了，怎么生？
Same for Sarah, she already was really about 90 years old, and she was not able to give birth anymore.
但是当神在向他显现跟他讲的时候，他就相信。
But when God had told Abraham this and has shown himself to Abraham, Abraham believed.
他相信神所说的必会成就。
And he truly believed that whatever the Lord has promised, he will fulfill.
神能够使无变有。
Because the Lord can make nothing out of, can make something out of nothing.
神既然要我和撒拉生的才算，那一定会让我的像死的身体又复活过来。
And if God tells me that I will have a child with Sarah, then my body will be rejuvenated for sure.
所以圣保罗说啊，亚伯拉罕并没有因为不信心里起疑惑，反而呢更坚定的相信。
And therefore, Paul says that Abraham did not have any doubt in his heart, but instead his faith grew stronger than before.
所以他能够成为我们信心之父。
And that's why we can consider him father of faith.
能够因信称义。
And to be justified by faith.
他相信神会让他像死的身体会再复活过来的。
Because he truly believed that this body, this old body that was considered almost dead, could be rejuvenated if God says so.
我在生活上我也深深地体验到。
And in my own lifetime, I truly have this experience.
我的嗅觉啊，啊，从小孩子十几岁就失去嗅觉。
Ever since I was a teenager, I had lost my sense of smell.
40年没有嗅觉。
There have been 40 years which I wasn't able to smell anything.
哎，闻不到香臭。
I couldn't distinguish good smells or stinky smells.
但是在我传道的工作上大有帮助。
But this helped me greatly in my works of being a pastor.
因为以前注目教会。
Because at times I would pastor at a certain church.
要关怀信徒。
And I needed to do visitations on believers.
长期卧病的。
And at that time there were many ill members.
身体都躺到长了褥疮。
And at that time, their body has started to grow warts on them because they've been lying in bed for too long.
有一次一位先生啊，跟我实习出去访问。
And there was one time a theological student went out with me to do visitations.
啊，就访问一位信徒。
And we went to visit a member.
哎，结果这个神学生进去没有三分钟，他就跑到外面去。
And after 3 minutes, the theological student ran out the door.
再也没有再进来。
And he did not enter the room again.
我跟这个弟兄谈了差不多半个钟头，帮了他祷告。
And after I had talked to this brother about for half an hour, and I knelt down to pray with him.
啊，就出来了，找那个神学生。
And I came out to and search for that theological student.
我看他还站在门口。
And I saw that student was standing outside the door.
我说你什么事啊？
And I asked him what happened.
怎么没有进来呢？
How come you didn't come back into the room?
他说传道我受不了。
He said, Pastor, I couldn't bear it anymore.
我说什么事？
I said, what?
哦，我进去不到三分钟，我就一直想呕吐，我就赶快跑出来了。那么臭，你都闻不到。
And he had told me after 3 minutes of being in that room, I felt like I needed to throw up. I couldn't imagine how long you could be in there without even wanting to throw up at all.
哎，我想，我确实就是闻不到啊。
And I thought to myself, indeed, it's true, I can't smell anything.
后来得到了一个虚名。
And then I had given a title by others.
这个信徒啊，碰到人就讲。后来他好起来。
And then after when that member, that brother was healed, his sickness was healed, he would tell people this when he sees others.
他说，哎呀，我看到了传道，这个张传道啊，最有爱心。
And he would tell everyone, out of all the pastors I have met, only Pastor Chang is the one that has the most love.
很多人来看我，都是一下子一两分钟就走了。他一来，最起码坐个半个钟头，帮我祷告，陪我谈一谈。
And the people and the other pastors, when they come to see me, or brothers and sisters that would visit me, they often stay for 1 or 2 minutes and they would quickly leave. And then, but only Pastor Chang would stay for at least half an hour each time, and he would talk to me and he would pray with me.
其实因为我闻不到味道嘛，闻不到臭味嘛。
But as a matter of fact, it is because I couldn't actually smell the smell that wasn't too pleasant.
所以在牧养工作上、探望工作上啊，让信徒得了很多的帮助。
And therefore, this helped me greatly, and also the members when I'm doing visitations.
到几年前
，up until a few years ago.
哎，我已经不再做注牧工作了。
Until I no longer did pastoring at local churches anymore.
所以有一年呐、啊，啊，过年前，忽然间呐、啊，哎。我闻到味道哎。
Sometime before the New Year, all of a sudden, I got my sense of smell back again.
哎，几十年来，第一次闻到味道就是榴莲的味道。
And after so many years of not being able to smell anything, the first smell that I had gotten from at the time when I could smell was the smell of durian.
哇，原来榴莲是这个味道。
And I thought to myself, so that's what durian smells like.
所以一上洗手间啊，都是榴莲味。
And therefore, when I went to the washroom, it all smelled like durian.
难怪陈恒道长老不敢吃榴莲。
No wonder Pastor Chen, Elder Chen was not able to eat any durian.
哎，因为开始有嗅觉，还不会分辨很仔细。后来现在啊，哎。那个榴莲的味道是香的，让你觉得臭。
And in the beginning, I wasn't able to differentiate the smell of good or bad, but up until now, my nose is trained to differentiate that durian smells so good to a point that it really stinks.
现在可以分辨了，不一样。
And therefore, now my nose can differentiate all the different kinds of smells.
那第二个味道就是乌龙茶的味道。
And the second smell that I was able to smell with my nose was the smell of oolong tea.
虽然以前常常喝茶，但是啊，只是啊，觉得韵味很好，干干的，哎，很润喉。 但是闻不到香味啊。
And in the past, I would often drink tea, but I could only feel it in my throat. Either the tea tasted bitter or tasted sweet. But instead, now I was able to smell the smell of different types of tea.
秀姐一复活之后才闻到，哇，原来乌龙茶是这么香啊。
And only when I gotten my sense of smell back that I was able to smell how wonderful and how nice that the oolong tea smelled like.
啊，所以常常为了啊、跟信徒沟通啊，常常要泡茶，要喝茶。
And therefore, we often need to have tea when we're communicating with believers.
所以啊，后来因为茶喝太多啊，小便啊。都是乌龙茶。
And I drank too much oolong tea and up until to the end that even when I went to the washroom, it smelled like oolong tea.
好，所以台湾有一段时间啊，流行啊，尿疗法，喝尿。
And there were a certain time in Taiwan, a trend was going on that was to drink, it was a type of medication, and that was to drink your own pee.
很多高官、教授、知识分子都在尿疗法。
And there were many educated people and people of high status and officials of the government. They would use this medication method.
后来我就建议他们。
And then I made a suggestion to them.
你要实行尿疗法，最好啊，多喝乌龙茶。你每天早上喝到的就是乌龙茶。
And I suggested them this, that in order for you to go on this medication of drinking your own urine, then you should drink a lot more oolong tea. And therefore, when you drink your urine, it will taste like your oolong tea.
尤其晚上啊，睡觉前最好 晚餐啊少吃肉，不要吃蒜头，不然你第二天啊喝到的一定味道非常不好。
And I gave them a suggestion that the dinner before, before you go to sleep, you should not eat too much meat and to avoid garlic because the next morning, your urine that you will be drinking will smell a lot like garlic.
40年的嗅觉啊，竟然可以复活过来。
The sense of smell that I had lost, it had been lost for 40 years, it was surprisingly and miraculously that it could come back to me again.
还有
There's more.
几年前
A few years ago.
一个当医生的弟兄啊啊为我做这个骨质啊检查。
And that there was a brother who was a doctor. He had given me a bone density check.
他告诉我我这个机器是从德国最新的机器从德国进口的，非常精准的。
And he had told me that this machine that I'm using is very precise. It had been just imported from Germany.
跟我做了检查之后啊，就没有下文了。
And after he did the test on me on the machine, he never gave me the result.
后来他弟弟告诉我。
And then his brother told me this.
长老，我还是要告诉你哦。
Elder, I must tell you this.
你的骨质啊，啊，很严重哦，流失。
That your bone indeed is not, has a lot of problem. It's not very dense because you're losing too much calcium.
正常要在地区。
And the standard average should be around this green area.
如果在黄区，这是警戒线了。
And if you're at the yellow zone, then that is the danger zone, and it should be more alert. 但是长老
啊，你知道吗？你是在红区的底部哎。
But then he told me, Elder, but do you know that you are actually at the red zone? That is the very end.
我说那又代表什么
？And I asked him, so what does that represent?
代表你是100岁的人的骨头。
And that represent that you have the bones of a 100-year-old.
我说哇，感谢主，你在祝福我。当我活100岁的时候，骨头像现在这么健康啊，这么壮啊。
And I told him, then you are when you're saying this, as if you're blessing me that when I'm 100 years old, I will be as strong as this.
他说长老，这个不是开玩笑哦，你要小心了，不要跌倒，一跌倒你的骨头就碎掉了。
And therefore he told me that, Elder, this is no joke. You need to take care of your own body because if you fall, your bones will all break.
经过不久，我出车祸了。
And not long after, I got into a car accident.
哎，英国那个路宝啊，竟然啊，撞坏了。
And I was driving a Land Rover, and I had total loss, my Land Rover.
没有办法再维修了，再修理了。
And even the car was not able to be repaired. It was considered a total loss.
一撞，当然那个时候我懒惰呼吸了。
And at that time, once I hit the other car, I was too lazy to even breathe.
但是后来想，不行哎。主啊，我还没有跟太太说再见呢，怎么这样就走？不好意思哦。
And I thought to myself after a while that, Lord, I don't think this is right. I haven't even said goodbye to my wife. I can't just leave like this.
我就心里赶快祷告。
And therefore, I quickly prayed in my heart.
哎，主耶稣怜悯。
And the Lord had mercy on me.
又可以呼吸了。
Then I was able to breathe again.
我心里有一个灵的感动。
And I felt that I was touched by the Spirit.
主耶稣好像在对我说
It's as if the Lord was telling me this.
懒惰的人啊，你以为这样轻松你就可以走了？
As if the Lord was telling me, you lazy man, you think that you're going to leave this easy.
你还有工作做？
You still have so much work that you must do.
所以主耶稣让我再活过来。
And that's why the Lord let me be alive again.
结果检查连骨头、肋骨都没有受伤。
And when I went to body examination, not even
没有断掉了啊。
Not even any of my bones or my ribs were fractured or harmed.
哎，两天之后啊，才半夜才痛醒过来。
It was 2 days later that I was awakened in the middle of the night because of pain.
啊，那个时候才感受到哇，这个肋骨很重要哎。
And it was only at that time that I had realized how much the rib was important to me.
如果不是这个肋骨的保护啊，我的内脏就碎掉了。
If it was not for my rib that had been like a shield for my intestines, then I would have, everything within my body would have collapsed.
哎，后来想想，哎，我的肋骨就是我的太太啊。
But then I thought to myself, my rib is my wife.
当我受挫折，我的忧伤，我在软弱的时候，哎，就得到了帮助，再刚强起来。
Because during my trials or during my persecutions and during my low points of my life, I regained my strength and power through this.
所以就深深感受到，哎呀，这个肋骨不能让它受伤，要好好保护它。
And therefore, at that time, I had realized how much importance is this rib to me. I need to take extra good care of.
所以从那一天开始啊，对太太要特别好一点。
And therefore, so from that day on, I decided to treat my wife even better than before.
还有一件就再讲一件哈。
I'll just tell you another one.
我这颗牙齿啊，经过两个信徒医生告诉我。长老，你这个牙齿要拔掉啊，留不住了，不行了。
And there were two dentists, the members that were dentists, they told me that this teeth that I have, they need to be pulled out.
痛啊，咬得很厉害，咬。
Because it was in a lot of pain and it was really wobbly.
啊，两个信徒医生都叫我要帮我拔掉，我说现在不行了，现在还有工作做忙啊，还没有空啊，等有空再来。
And two of the dentist members, they told me that you need to pull that teeth out, but I told them that I'm very busy at this time. I don't have time to go see you and do this. I'll do it when I have more time.
当我工作忙完的时候，哎，牙齿又稳固了，不痛了，也不咬了。
But after I had completed all the work that I was going to do, At that time when I was no longer busy, all of a sudden I felt that the teeth and those no longer wobbly and did not feel any pain anymore.
已经过了几年了，牙齿好好的。
And it was after many years that my teeth up until now is very strong.
所以啊，这个亚伯兰相信神啊，会使无变有，神所讲说的应许的，一定会成就。
And therefore, that's why Abraham believed the Lord that he could make nothing, he could make something out of absolutely nothing, and he would fulfill his words and promises.
后来，神就这么成全了。
And that is how God fulfilled the promise that he had granted Abraham.
让亚伯兰跟这个撒来两个身体啊，像死的身体，又复活过来，恢复啊，他人生的第二春。
To let Abraham and Sarah to have their bodies that were almost considered as old and dead, but to be rejuvenated again.
所以啊，生了以撒。
And to have Isaac.
撒拉死了之后。
After Sarah died.
要不然再婚。
Abraham had gotten himself another wife.
哇，那个时候已经一百多岁了。可以再婚，又生了六个孩子、儿子。
He was able to have another wife and to have six more children, but at that time he was already past the age of 100.
真的神可以使人复活。
Indeed, God can resurrect a person.
要不然就是像死的身体，又得到复活。
Abraham's body was just like that. His body was almost as dead.As a corpse, but God was able to resurrect that body.
当然呢，要不然说，我怎么知道？确实，不止这样，神还应许呀，要给他产业。
And Abraham not only did he get a lot of descendants, but he also got a lot of wealth in his future.
就是从大河一直到埃及小河。
From the great river all the way until the small river of Egypt.
神就与他立约。
God has set up a covenant with him.
从十七节到第七节到十八节。
From chapter 7 to from verse 7 to verse 18.
到二十一节。
And then all the way to verse 21.
后来神给他的不是。应许的不是像现在的以色列地小小一个。
The promise of the wealth that God had given Abraham was not a small land like the land of Israel right now.
是从伯拉大河，就是现在伊拉克那边，一直到最南边的埃及小河，全部就是他的产业。
It's from the river that is of today Iraq all the way until Egypt of today.
那神这个应许什么时候应验呢
？And when did this promise of the God of God be was fulfilled？
经过一千三百年后
was,
应验了。
It was after 1,300 years that the promise was fulfilled。
就是在大卫的时期。
It was during the time of David。
列王记下记上第四章二十一节。
It was 1 Kings。Chapter 4, verse 21.
大卫死了，就所罗门接续他做王。
It was after King David died that Solomon became king.
所罗门根本没有打过仗的。
Not once did Solomon went into battle.
完全是大卫打下来的。
He had gotten everything from David.
确实，神的应许，迦南地给他做产业，就从伯拉大河一直到最南边的埃及小河，这么一大整片。
And that was from the great river of Euphrates to the land of Kenites, and all the way to the river of Egypt.
所以以色列啊，如果真的要从神得到这个应许，哇！所以中东啊，一直不平安的了。一直要战争的了。
And that is why if the Israelites really wanted to get this promise of the Lord, and that's why up until today they believe that. That's why Middle East today is constantly in war.
当然这里也提到神啊，跟他立约之后又提到将来要他的后裔啊，要在别人的 地方寄居四百年，然后再回到这个地方。
And in verse 13, the Lord tells Abram that his descendants will be living amongst other people for 400 years, and then they will be brought back to their own land.
当然也不然，没有办法领会啊！怎么四百年后，我的祖孙会到埃及，会在别人的地方寄居，四百年后才又回到这里呢？
Of course, Abram does not understand how could that happen.For his descendants 400 years later that they will live somewhere that is a land of not theirs for a long period of time and then come back to the land that he is at today、
哎、
at that time
神是全知的神
because God is the omniscient God
他知道过去知道未来
he knows the past and he knows the future、
哎、他没有时间限制
he's not controlled by time and space、
哎、他能够看到未来
He can see the future
果然这件事情在什么时候实现
Of course, when was this fulfilled?
诗篇105篇
Psalms chapter 105
17节以下
Verse 17 onwards
提到神先借着约瑟被带到锁链脚镣被拉到埃及为奴
It was when Josepha man sold as a slave and bruised his feet and shackles his neck was put into iron and he was brought to Egypt
借着饥荒以色列家下埃及
and it was only because of the famine that the household of Joseph had came down to Egypt to get food
出埃及记十二章又提到神借着摩西再把以色列人从埃及带回到应许的这个迦南美地。
And in Exodus chapter 12, God used Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt and into the land of Canaan.
所以当时神以亚伯兰立约，给他一个证据。
So at that time, when the Lord has set a covenant with Abraham,
所以从第九节呀、啊，记载这个就是一个当时立约的一个程序啊。
And in verse 9 tells us.The way how they had made this covenant.
所以神所应许的都要成就的。
And that is to show whatever God has promised will be fulfilled.
今天神也给我们一个有力的确据。
And today the Lord has given something to remember of.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
十三节。
Verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节十四节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14
你们既然听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记十四节
14
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据直到神之名被赎使他的荣耀得早称赞我们必须要有亚伯拉罕啊这种对神应许的信心
We need to have this faith of the promise of God just like Abraham
我们才能够因信称义、啊、
And only then will we be justified by faith
竟然神给我们圣灵做有力的确据
And because God has given us this Holy Spirit this promise of the Holy Spirit
最后我们看一节圣经
Lastly, let's turn to a verse
罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1
十六节
Verse 16
十七节
Verse 16, 17
罗马书第一章十六节十七节
Romans chapter 1 verse 16 and 17
我不以福音为耻这福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的先是犹太人后是希里尼人十七节
17
因为神的义在这福音上显明出来这义是本于信以至于信如经上所记义人必因信得生这个因信称义啊义人是因信得生
This righteous, this to be justified by faith the righteous will live by faith
信要成为义人
And you need to have this faith in order for you to be the righteous one
这个义呢是本于信以至于信
And this righteous people Then you need to live by this faith
也不但因着信 就蒙神称义，还没有行为啊。
And when Abraham was considered justified by faith, at this time he did not have actions to go with his faith.
但是这个信心必须要成长，要达到成熟的地步。
And for this faith, it needs to grow to reach a maturity.
所以不离信以至于信，以信心入门，以信心啊来经历这些时间的考验啊，达到完全的信。
And therefore, you need to have this faith in the beginning and to use this faith during your whole process of life to reach its maturity and to not face and to face all the temptations, but to overcome with this faith.
所以亚伯拉罕也经历过啊这个考验。
And of course, Abraham has also faced many different trials.
哦，所以他用仁义啊以夏甲生了以实玛利，以为就成全神旨意了。
And he thought that he had fulfilled the will of God with the child that Hagar gave birth to, Ishmael.
啊，一直到将近百岁的时候，他的信心就达到完全了。
All the way until he was about 100 years old, when his faith had totally reached maturity.
哎，甚至后来神要叫他把以撒献给神，献给神，心中都毫无疑义的。
Up until the time when the Lord has Abraham to offer up Isaac, in his heart he did not have any doubt or hesitation.
他的信心不但完全，甚至达到最高峰了。
Not only was his faith so complete, but has reached its highest peak.
我们要求主帮助我们，让我们的信心能够经得起时间，经得起各种的考验，让我们呢越来越成熟。
And we also ask the Lord to help us that this faith that we have may overcome time and also may overcome trials and temptations so that it may reach its completeness.
就如哥罗西书二章六节七节所说的。
And it's just like what's recorded in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
你们既然接受主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里面呢生根建造，信心坚固啊！正如你们所领受的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Verse 6, so then just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him. 7, rooted up in Him, strengthened in faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness.
所以我们的信心要在耶稣基督里生根建造。
That's why we need to have this faith within the Lord Jesus Christ to be rooted and to be built it up.
不管任何考验都不会动摇的。
No matter what kind of trials or temptations, you will not be shaken.
啊，都能够好像房子建在磐石上是稳固的。
It will be just like the house that's built upon the rock. It is very strong and sturdy.
啊，那我们感谢的心就越来越增长。
And then our thankful heart will grow more and more.
恩典就成为我们年岁的冠冕。
Then our blessings will be given to us as we get older and older.
信主越久，累积神的恩典越多。
And the longer period of time that you have believed in the Lord, the more grace and blessings you will receive.
而不是经不起考验，跌倒失落了。
And to not be that you are not able to face the temptations and trials and to fall and to be gone astray from the path.
唱诗
Let's all sing hymn.
204首
204